Well, that's fine, but you know anything hog head cheese?
Or head cheese?
You know head cheese? Is head cheese a common? Head cheese is a common.
I've seen it. I've never.
How about souse?
No.
Souse is not a word, you know. All right. Now you're talking of in the old days on the farm, they take milk and they would have to pour it through a
separator or something.
Yeah, or just to get the impurities out.
Oh, through a sieve or strainer?
Yeah, and when you do that, you say you're going to do what the milk? That's it.
Strain it?
Yeah. How about, what would you call very, very thin milk?
Watery, I guess.
Yeah, that's watery milk. Do you have a name for that?
No.
Did you ever hear the term Blue John?
No.
Okay. How about milk that is beginning to turn?
Sour?
Yeah. Or milk that might be used for something, you know?
Oh, curdled?
Yeah. Do you use that word?
Curdled? Yeah.
Not clabbered or...
No.
Or when it's just beginning to turn? Do you ever hear blinky?
No.
Okay. The stuff, now you buy it at the store, but the formerly used to make it, kind of cheese, made with milk, with thick milk. Do you ever use the word thick milk? Does that mean anything to you?
Oh, cottage cheese?
Yeah. You have any other term for that?
No.
All right. Now, tell me about some different kinds of cornbread. And if you don't know many kinds, that's all right, this isn't that. What kinds of cornbread are you familiar with? What do you think of cornbread?
I didn't know. I just thought there was one kind.
Okay. A real Yankee. All right. How about wheat bread?
Oh, like white and wheat.
And what else?
The French bread, I guess.
The stuff that makes bread rise?
Yeast.
All right. A name for a soft drink. Would you ever use the term soft drink? I'm going to have a soft drink.
Yeah, soft drink, or I guess we would say pop.
Yeah. What would you say if you had, say, four or five different kinds in your refrigerator? And you might say to a friend, would you like a...
I don't know. I guess if I were a good Mormon, I wouldn't say Coke. But on the other hand...
Are Mormons supposed to Coke?
I think they're supposed to stay away from caffeinated beverages.
Oh.
That's the plan.
Is that right?
That's why. That's no coffee, no tea.
That's not bad.
So I guess we'd call it pop. I think that's
right.
What we call it.
Okay. How about unlicensed alcoholic drink?
Oh, it would be...
Mormons stay away from caffeine. They stay away from alcohol too, right?
Yeah.
No, just coffee. You drink all the whiskey you want.
Oh, what, moonshine?
You use that term? What would be used in Salt Lake City if someone were, of course, all unlicensed, if someone were...
Oh, I get it. I mean, these terms probably aren't local terms from what we've seen in gangster movies, like bathtub gin and that sort of stuff.
But is the term moonshine ever used?
Moonshine, yeah.
What's the situation with beer and alcohol in Utah?
Beer... You can buy at the store. I think the others you have to go to the state liquor store, or you have to buy mini bottles.
It's not dry though.
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess.
It's not. I was thinking as you're talking to me.
The whole state's dry.
The
long dry.
People of Wyoming would love you. Yeah. Now I forgot one thing I wanted to ask you about. If your mother made, if you ever have, you might have a party. Kind of a get together where everybody brought something, a food. Did you ever have a
a potluck party?
Yeah, that kind of thing.